Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, Perel, P-R-E-L-L, 328, 53, 71-year-old woman currently on hospice with paragraph has IPP, high PT, low blood count consistent with cirrhosis, chronic anemia. Patient was recently in the emergency room. She has enlarged spleen at 16.4 centimeter, consistent with end-stage cirrhosis, period. She has ascites, weakness, protein calorie malnutrition, low albumin, and lower extremity edema, period. H&H is 8 and 27. She's also very anemic and very weak because of that, period. Her PT and PTT are elevated at 17.1, 2.0, period. New paragraph, she also suffers from memory loss, decreased appetite, confusion, urinary incontinency, atonic bladder, required a Foley catheter in place, which requires changing every 30 days, no longer able to ambulate because of weakness, pedal edema because of protein calorie malnutrition, not able to use a walker anymore. She also has issues with loose bowel movement, partially because of the medication, period. New paragraph, she has urinary tract infection, recurrent. And ADL dependency, period. Patient's caretaker is Catherine, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, her daughter, who she says mom is getting weaker and more confused. At times she appears giddy, G-I-D-D-Y. I explained to her that's probably because of anemia buildup. And patients that suffer from end-stage cirrhosis do have rather euphoria before they pass away. And the daughter is now aware of this, period. Overall prognosis remains poor given the irregular progression of her disease, i.e. End-stage liver disease. She most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you. She's born 3-28-53. She's 71 and date all these for 9-7. Thank you.